want to serve. They enjoy it. They feel fulfilled. I say that success is developing the gift God gave you. Success is developing the gift that God gave you, or gifts. And something else I've discovered. I've discovered that people are rarely, they rarely succeed at anything unless they have fun doing it. And how do you know when you're having fun? Because you're gifted in that area. And it's not a burden to you. It's a blessing. You enjoy it. So I'd encourage you to develop an ongoing gifts class. However, let me just give you a caution here. We take a very loose approach toward gifts at Saddleback in that we don't lock people in with the question, what's your gift? Because sometimes, number one, they don't know. And the fact is, the more mature you become as a Christian, you're going to start manifesting many of these different gifts, whether you are gifted in that area or not. For instance, I don't have the spiritual gift of giving, but I am a very liberal giver. You may not have the gift of service, but the more longer you're a Christian, the more of a servant's heart you're going to have. And so it's going to be hard to tell many times if it's really just a servant's heart, or is that a genuine gift of service. So, you know, we don't try to lock people in with that and label them for life and say, now you can never serve because that's not your area. You know, it'll be obvious. If God wants them there, He'll bless it. Number six, don't overtrain. Don't overtrain. This is one of the big mistakes in American Christianity. We are so caught up in courses and seminars and curriculums and seminars and conferences that we don't think the average Joe Blow on the street can do anything until he's been through 32 weeks of study. Now, often what happens is some people come in all excited with a vision for ministry and they want to get started on it. And if you back them up through a year of training with things that you want them to know, they've lost their vision by that time. In fact, at Saddleback, a guy who will sit through 30 weeks of training before he can serve, we don't want him. We don't want that kind of person. Because he is a classroom Christian. He's a classroom Christian. We want people who are doers of the word. I don't see the book of Acts, those folks saying, now you've got to go through 32 weeks of training before you can start ministering. Now, we have pre-service training. We do have many classes like that. But I'm much more in favor of on-the-job training. I think get them in the ministry and train them while they're doing it. They get knocked around. And about Douglas Hyde's book and how he explains how they train communist people in free countries, like in England, they'd get a new convert to communism. And his first assignment would simply be to take the daily work.